Last Sunday, we came here to remember our baptisms. I don't know if you were here last Sunday, but that's what we did. We wanted to remember. And we heard about Jesus' baptism when the heavens opened and God spoke and those around him heard that God say, "You are my beloved. In you I am well pleased." Wow. You know, we wonder if God says the same. And yes, God does say the same words to each one of us. And I know I told you to remember that last week. And here we are today, this Sunday. And I'm sure the Lord looks at you this morning and says, "My son, my daughter, I am well pleased. I'm well pleased with you." You could be doing several things this morning. You could not be here. But you chose to be in God's house for worship. And I'm sure the Lord says, "I am well pleased. I am well pleased with you." As the scripture was read this morning, Jesus is beginning his ministry. He is calling his disciples. You know, the first two were John's disciples. Scripture says they were inquisitive and they wanted to see who Jesus was, and they kind of followed him, and Jesus says, "Well, come along." But here is Philip. Philip was the first of the 12 to whom Jesus specifically addressed the words, "Follow me. Follow me." Most likely he was a fisherman. And the very first thing he did after responding to Jesus' call was to go and tell somebody else about it. And that was Nathanael. He tells Nathanael, as you read on through that scripture passage, and Nathanael says, "Who are you talking about? I mean, the guy from Nazareth? What good could come from there?" You know, like looking at you, "From Springville? What good could come from there? Or wherever you're from, or whoever you are." That's how colleagues, friends, say to us. And Philip is not arguing his point. All that Philip says is, "Well, come and see. Come and see for yourself. Come and see." So here you have these two passages, and then we are picking on something that Philip would do later on. Philip answered God's call. He's not one of those popular ones like Peter that you hear more and more, but very few places talk about Philip. If this is the same Philip, you know, again, some scholars agree and some disagree, but if it is Philip, the Philip who accepted the call, look at what happens to his continued ministry. You know, we always wonder what happened to that person. Here's what happens to Philip, and that's the passage that was read in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8. Philip moves on from being a disciple to evangelism, sharing his discipleship with someone else. He encounters an Ethiopian eunuch. He is an African man with an important job that came at a high price. Most likely he had been castrated at some point in his life so that he could serve the queen of Ethiopia. That's why he's called an eunuch, he was unable to be married and have children. Religious law kept him from participating in worship. So he couldn't go into the temple. He was also a Gentile. Yet somehow he heard of God and wanted to know more about God. So he travels all the way from Ethiopia to Jerusalem. So I want you to pause for a moment and imagine the scene that takes place. He is a dignitary. I mean, he comes in a limousine, the chariot. I mean, he's not walking. I mean, he's got his limo, you know, and guards, and, you know, the whole pomp, the whole thing. He comes to Jerusalem. And God sees his heart. God sees the heart. God knows this person is looking, craving to know about him. And the temple will not allow him to come in. How is God going to speak? How can you communicate with the given situation? And so the Lord, the Holy Spirit, finds a different way. And that's where Philip comes into play, as you can see how the story unfolds. The Holy Spirit, the angel, comes to Philip and says, run up, and catch up with the guy who's going before you. And, you know, I don't know how the parade was going or how it was all taking place, but so Philip runs or maybe walks faster and kind of gets close to the chariot so he can be close to whatever the Holy Spirit is telling him to do at the time. So he catches up to this Ethiopian eunuch. Amazing, amazing, isn't it? Pause for a moment and think, listening to the Holy Spirit. And if we could only listen to hear him say to us so many things for us to do. And if we don't, what an opportunity we miss out on. What an opportunity. I'm sure God will find someone else. You know, that's how it is, you know, isn't it? The blessing then goes to somebody else, yes. But look at Philip being open to God's Spirit, runs and catches up with this dignitary. Now, I want you to pause and think of who may God place in your mind at this very moment, telling you, my son, my daughter, catch up with this person. Catch up with this person. You know, they have a question. Maybe they are struggling through life. Whatever situation it may be. I mean, it doesn't have to be you are the mentor. You could catch up with someone who may mentor you. Or it might be a colleague you're equally in the same journey to just stand by shoulder to shoulder and say, hey, I'll walk with you in this journey. We'll help each other walk this journey. Who is God placing in your mind at this very moment? And I'm sure the Lord is putting people in your mind, names. Are you willing to run and catch up with them? look at what happens. Philip overhears him reading the scriptures from Isaiah, reading. And Philip asks him, "Do you understand what you're reading? Hey, you know, break the ice, kind of have a conversation. That's the hard thing to do, isn't it? What do I say now? Ooh. I mean, we sweat over, what do I say? This is the person I'm supposed to talk with. But the Holy Spirit puts in, at that very moment, a question that Philip could easily ask. Oh, you're reading something? What is that? Is that the newspaper from Egypt or, you know, Ethiopia? I mean, Philip could have said, well, this is an Ethiopian. He speaks a different language, right? I mean, immediately, let me just do my thing. I don't know Ethiopian. Oh, I don't know if that's the language they speak. I'm ignorant. He looks like a foreigner. Well, maybe he doesn't even speak Greek. No. Philip asks him a very simple question. Do you know what you're reading? And immediately the Ethiopian says, yeah, I'm reading something. And the gentleman says, come on in. Come on, hop into my limo. I mean, the whole parade stops, you know, the limousine, the guards stand, they open the door. Philip gets in. And Philip says, oh, yeah, I know who you're reading about. I know who you're reading about. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. We walked with him, and you know, whatever Philip told the Ethiopian immediately was overjoyed. Immediately knew that, wow, I was craving all these years. I traveled thousands of miles. I couldn't even get into the temple because of my condition. God, that you are able to explain this mystery to me. And so Philip leads him to the Lord Jesus. And immediately the Ethiopian says, shouldn't I be baptized? And there, immediately there's water. Philip baptizes the Ethiopian. And then immediately, scripture says that Philip was taken away. You know, the job was done. The Lord met the Ethiopian. The message was given. Repentance happened right there. This man repented of his sins and received the Lord Jesus. Okay. Sometimes, my friends, we want to see the end result, right? We want to know what happened to this Ethiopian. Well, I'm sure he went back to Ethiopia and there was a church in Ethiopia, many more churches. What is God doing around us? What is he doing? We need to run and catch up with whatever God is doing. Whatever God is doing. He's not going to wait for us. You know, he talks to us, he speaks to us, his Holy Spirit nudges us, and he calls us and says, come on, take a step up, speed up, catch up with that person. Ask them, how is it going? And we immediately say, well, I don't know this person. That person obviously is from Ethiopia. But I have no idea. I don't know what language he speaks or she speaks. But Philip was so open, and Philip was immediately able to make a contact, lead this man to the Lord Jesus. How many of us were able to do that? You know, since we were baptized, what have we done for the Lord? What have we done? I appreciate you teachers, Sunday school teachers, others who take part in the ministry, musicians, and you step up and you walk, try to help others join in the worship and join in so that they may be blessed just like you are. And sometimes when we say no, but sorry, the Lord finds other people. I mean, He finds other people who are willing, and they get blessed. The ones who do not say yes, yeah, we're the ones who miss out on what God has planned for each one of us. So this morning, I want you to look and see, who is God placing on your path? And of course, Philip could have not done this without the power of the Holy Spirit. The power of the Holy Spirit brings him, enables him to speak those words, does everything. It is because of him, not Philip. Acts 1:8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, all in Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. And if you will pause and see here, Philip didn't have to go to Ethiopia. Ethiopia was right in Jerusalem, right in his neighborhood. All he had to do is listen, take a few steps, catch up with this person that God has placed on this path, on the road, the journey that we all are, and to just put our arms around them and see what's going on. Maybe just a listening ear. Maybe a helping hand. Maybe that person has something to give you to receive. I mean, it's not always that we're going to be, we are the leaders, we're the knowledgeable, we are. Now, it could be we could receive some message from the Lord, from those persons who are God has put in our midst. When we were in Haiti, I remember this very well, the drinking water is very scarce. You need to, they say, carry your bottle of water wherever you go, so you've got your water. And we were traveling to the work site, and we all had our bottles of water. And the missionary shared something, because as you go, you see people bathing in dirty water, drinking. And the missionary said, think about this. You all have pure water. What if, as we are walking down this path, and you see someone fallen down and is thirsty for the water, would any of you give that person? Oh, yeah, sure. Well, oh, yeah, I'm sure we'll give a drop of water for this person who's so thirsty and dying. And the missionary said, well, think about the love of Christ that we have. Think about the love of Jesus that we have. And in the path of life, there are so many people hungering and saying, give me a little love of Jesus. Give me a drop. Are we just holding that water to ourselves like, if I give a drop, I'm going to lose my my bottle of water, but am I willing to give a little of Jesus to that person so they can be blessed? That person can bless thousands, like this Ethiopian would have blessed all of Ethiopia because of Philip was willing. As we continue this new year, I know we are coming to the end of January, but you know, as we continue the journey, as we look forward to Lent, you know, if the Lord has not placed a particular person in your mind, I would like you to pray and ask the Lord. And I'm sure the Lord has already placed people in your mind. But if He hasn't, Lord, who is on my path? Who is on my path? We are going to be starting a 40-day prayer. We're going to place each day, ask a person to sign up for a day. I mean, it doesn't mean that you couldn't go to work and you couldn't eat or put ashes and oil and sit in front of, no, it's not that. But if you'll be willing to pray that day for the concerns that we're going to list, so we could have a chain of 40 people each day praying for our church, definitely for our church, for the ministries ahead, for different persons in the hospital, homebound, the list goes on and on. Are we willing to pray and ask the Lord who He has placed? And are we willing to walk with that person? May the Lord help us. May the Lord help us that we will be able to hear Him and respond to what the Holy Spirit is telling us to respond, to reach out, to touch someone, and to bring that joy, that love, that peace, that hope that we have in Christ Jesus. Amen.